Okay, now, please move back to line 4. What is more, they will not have to rely solely on the written word. What is more, 注意这个表达方式，更有甚者，主要是起到了承接上下文的作用。如果表示更糟糕的是 what is worse, here, what is more means furthermore, moreover. Now read with me, what is more, furthermore, moreover. They will not have to rely solely on the written word. Will not have to, you know, needn't. Rely on, count on, depend on. 表示依靠指望，我们常用的三个表达方式 rely on, count on,Depend on. For example, 你不能指望别人。You can't rely on others. 他这个人是靠不住的。He can't be relied on. Or he can't be depended on. Got it? Or he can't be counted on. Now read with me. Rely on. Count on. Depend on. They needn't depend on.The written word, okay? Solely, 副词，唯一的 ，it means only, just, 用来加强语气，也可以说相当于 merely。那么，而且也不必完全依赖文字材料。Films, videos, CDs, and CD-ROMs are just some bewildering amount of information. They will help.The bewildering amount of information. 同学们发现 information 不可数名词，所以接受了修饰 amount of, 那么相当于上文的 the great mass. OK, 实际上这里运用 the bewildering amount of information 还是代替上文所出现的 the great mass of evidence, 运用同义词重复使用关键词来表达同义语义，以避免重复。So, in Chinese, 电影、录像、光盘和光盘驱动器只是能为他们提供令人眼花缭乱的大量的信息。当然这只不过是几种手段而已。But just some of the bewildering amount of information they will help. Bewilder, 令人眼花缭乱。So, 令人眼花缭乱的 bewildering. 那么感到眼花缭乱的 bewildered.Okay, they will be able, as it were, to say and hear us in action. Now let's catch the key structure. They will be able to say and hear us in action. In action, 行动中的活动当中的。So in Chinese, 他们能够身临其境般的观看我们做事，倾听我们讲话。So they will be able to say and hear us in action.So, learn the sentence by heart. 请同学们把这句话务必要背熟。As it were. 那么这个表达方式表示可以说、似乎、好像，在语法上是一个独立成分，可以用在任何时态的语句当中，它就是一个插入语。Now translate a sentence using as it were. 它可以说是一部活字典。He is...As it were, a walking dictionary. He is as it were, a walking dictionary. 可以说电脑绝不能过独立的生活。Computers can never, as it were, lead independent lives. 一定要注意 as it is 和 as it were 是完全不同的。As it is means in fact, in reality.As it is, 含义相当于 in fact, in reality, actually, as a matter of fact, 事实上。I want to give you an example. I thought things would get better. I thought things would get better. 我原以为事情会好转。But as it is, they are getting worse. But as it is, they are getting worse. 但事实上是越来越坏了。Now, please translate your sentence. 在许多方面，孩子们可以说过着一种与成人完全不同的生活。So, as it were, or as it is. 那么既然表达的含义可以说，所以我们应该采用 as it were. Got it? In many ways, children live as it were in a different world from adults. Understand me? In many ways, children live as it were in a different world from adults.But the historian attempting to reconstruct the distant past is always faced with a difficult task. Okay, learn the sentence by heart. 首先我们来看这个句子的主干。The historian is always faced with a difficult task. Be faced with, it means be in a position.In which one must deal with a problem or unpleasant situation. Simply speaking, face. 那么这个固定的表达方式 be faced with 表示面临某种困境、难题等等。For example, 汽车工业现在正面临着令人担忧的未来。Automobile industry is faced withA bad future now. Or next, 许多人面临着失业。A great many people are faced with losing their jobs. In my opinion, you are faced with a problem, as it were, how to get enough time to study English, right? Do you think so? Okay, now move back to our text.Historians are always faced with a difficult task. 那么历史学家们总是面临着一个艰巨的任务。Attempting to reconstruct the distant past. 现在分词做定语修饰 the historian. Now I can put it in another way. But the historian who is attempting to reconstruct the distant past.Is always faced with a difficult task. Understand me? 所以，那么这个表达方式就已经非常简单了。历史学家企图重现遥远的过去，那么可以说他们是面临着一项艰巨的任务。Okay, now translate sentence. 企图在一年之内把英语学好的学生，可以说是面临着一项艰巨的任务。The student attempting to learn English well in a year is faced with a difficult task. He has to deduce what he can from the few scanty clues available. Deduce from. 从什么中来推断? In fact, according to the sentence we know, the historian,doesn't have got enough clues, but he has to deduce as much as possible from the few scanty clues available. 根据这一句语句，我们可以知道，历史学家们所具有的线索，可以应用的线索本来不多，然而他们还要尽可能的从这些可以利用的线索，为数不多的线索，去推断，能够推断出的大量的内容。Deduce what he can, okay, from the few scanty clues available. 注意这里有一个非常精妙的词汇 available. Available 是一个形容词，表示可利用的。For example, I have a dictionary available for you. I have a dictionary available for you. 我现在有一本词典可以送给你。For another example,Is there a place available for us to have a chat? Is there a place available for us to have a chat? Okay? 有没有什么合适方便的地方我们可以聊聊天? I know you are in need of help, but excuse me, I don't have any students available for you. Got it?But excuse me, I don't have any students available for you. 我知道你需要帮助，但是我没有学生可以帮你。 You must recite the sentence. He has to deduce what he can from the few scanty clues available. Even seemingly insignificant remains can shed interesting light on the history of early man. Seemingly insignificant remains, 请同学们注意这个句子的主仆主干。Remains, you know, ruins, 遗迹、遗物。Seemingly insignificant, insignificant means unimportant. 似乎看起来微不足道的一些遗物。Can shed interesting light on the history of early man. If you don't know how to use the verb phrase shed a light on, it's quite difficult for you to understand it. 如果同学们不能明白 shed a light on 这个重点短语的话，本句意也就难以理解了。Shed light on 或表达为 throw light on， 也可以表达为 cast light on， cast C-A-S-T。They mean make a matter clear or understood. 那么他们所表达的含义表示解释、说明、揭示。